You're listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, race fans, Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag Grilled Seacast for today, October 5th. Now, today is Thursday, so let's get on with the top fuel news for the Toyo Tires U.S. Nationals. Disappointing is the fact that only 15 cars showed up for the rain date over in Reading, Pennsylvania. Originally, there were 22 cars that were scheduled to enter, but hey, travel, money, money, and more money, so that was pretty bad. Anyway, number one qualifier was Tony Schumacher in the U.S. Army Dragster, who ran a track record elapsed time and mile per hour record of a 4.440 at 331.85 miles an hour. Number two qualifier was Doug Coletta. Number three, Hot Rod Fuller. Number four, Brandon Bernstein. Number five, Dave Grubnick. Number six, Larry Dixon. Number seven, Rob Vandergriff. Number 8, J.R. Todd. Number 9, Corey McLenathan. Number 10, Hillary Will. And number 11, Melanie Troxell. Number 12, Morgan Lucas. Qualified 13th was David Baca. Number 14 was Doug Herbert. And number 15th was Luigi Novelli, who qualified with 483 at 285 miles an hour. And that was the only full pass he could make down the quarter mile that whole weekend because he kept going into severe wheel stands. But off to the first round of eliminations, it was J.R. Todd taking the win over Corey Mack. And matter of fact, let me tell you about first round of eliminations. If you were in the right-hand lane, you did not make it into the second round. That's how bad it was. So the first round winners were J.R. Todd, Hillary Will, Melanie Troxell, Brandon Bernstein, Tony Schumacher, Doug Coletta, Rod Fuller, and David Grubnick. Okay, and when it comes to Tony Schumacher, he did make a bye run because there was no number 16 qualifier for him to run against. Now, in round two of eliminations, that's where everything really started heating up, and Dave Grubnick took on Brandon Bernstein for the win with a 4.53 over a 4.60. Melanie Troxell went past the second round, beating Hot Rod Fuller a 4.53 to a 4.57, and Doug Coletta beat Hillary Will with a 4.53 to an 8.88. Hill struck the tires. J.R. Todd took the win with his 4.50 over a quicker Tony Schumacher, who ran a 4.49 but slept at the line. In the semifinal rounds, it was Melanie Troxell taking on Doug Coletta and took the win with a 4.51 to a 4.56. And then J.R. Todd beat Dave Grubnick in the semifinals with a 4.51 to a 4.52. Therefore, in the finals, it was J.R. Todd versus Melanie Troxell, and J.R. Todd took the win with his quickest pass to date, a 4.49 at 3.24 to Melanie Troxell's excellent 4.53 at 3.24. So right now, as it stands, in my opinion, J.R. Todd has pretty much sewn up the Rookie of the Year with his perfect 3-0 record in the finals in his very first year of competition. This kid is just hot. Now, of course, J.R. Todd earned his third win as new teammate preps for his debut. J.R. Todd's six-month rise from relative obscurity to undeniable rookie stardom caught some by surprise and validated others. And he added yet another win this year with the 22nd annual Toyo Tires Maple Grove last weekend. Now, this win capped off an incredible weekend of racing that saw three new national records, and Todd defeated early season favorite and sponsor teammate Melanie Troxell when he piloted his Skull Machine Dragster over her win. And this weekend, teammate Steve Torrence prepares for his Top Fuel debut with J.R. Todd. Now, for those of you who don't know, Steve Torrence was the 2005 NHRA Lucas Oil Series Top Alcohol Dragster World Champ. He's from Kilgore, Texas, and will compete in the Skullshine Torco Racing Fuels Top Fuel Dragster this weekend in Virginia. Matter of fact, they'll be making their first passes. They're at the track right now. Making their first passes tomorrow, that is. Okay, and as reported on NHRA.com, Comp Eliminator All-Star Megastar Roger Brogdon of Houston, another Texan, will compete in Pro Stock in 2007 behind the wheel of David Nickens-powered Dodge Stratus RT. Now, Brogdon will lease a motor from Enders Racing, Eric Enders' dad, and the new venture headlined by Eric Enders will share data with the team, but the two teams will remain separate, okay? okay? They're not forming a mega team or nothing. And also from NHRA.com, Pro Stock owners Kenny Koretsky and Greg Hill will combine efforts for a two-car team next season. And Koretsky will drive Hill's Cobalt for the final three races of this year to finish out the season. And next year, Dave North will remain behind the wheel of Koretsky's Dodge for the remainder of the 2006 season as well. So, racers, we will catch you tomorrow with some IHRA drag racing news. You have a great day.